President Bush and challenger John Kerry are tangling over progress and politics in the war in Iraq. Yesterday, John Kerry accused the president of failing to tell the American people the truth about what he calls a worsening situation in the country. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry says President Bush made serious mistakes in going to war in Iraq, but that he's not facing up to them. Kerry told the National Guard Association yesterday the president failed a fundamental test of leadership because he didn't talk about growing violence in Iraq when he addressed the same group 2 days earlier.
You deserve better. The commander-in-chief has to level with the troops and the nation and his president. I intend to do that on the good days and on the bad days.
Kerry says President Bush, on the other hand, is living in a world of spin. He says even with a grim report from his own intelligence advisors, the president chose to sugarcoat the real situation in Iraq.
He didn't tell you that with each passing week, our enemies are actually getting bolder, that Pentagon officials report that entire regions of Iraq are now in the hands of terrorists and extremists. He didn't tell you that with each passing month, stability and security seem further and farther away.
Kerry's comments were met with polite silence. Although the uniformed audience cheered his promise to provide more resources for the National Guard, they were less impressed with what he had to say about President Bush. Lieutenant Colonel Ramona Coultier-Rudolph is with the Michigan Air National Guard.
I think he started losing it when he started doing the Bush bashing, because the president didn't do that at all. And that's, I don't know that he was aware of his audience as well as he should be aware of his audience.
Kerry acknowledged the military's natural allegiance to the commander-in-chief, and he took pains to praise those who were serving in Iraq. His critique of the war found a more receptive audience outside the convention hall, where electrician Lance Bro stood holding a Kerry Edwards campaign sign.
You know, the war, we needed to go over there for a reason, but not for the reason that Bush said was what happened, because that was a lie. And that's all there is to it.
Even Republican Senator Chuck Hagel said yesterday the U.S. is not winning in Iraq and that things are getting worse. But Kerry has struggled for a consistent way to criticize the president and at the same time defend his own vote to authorize the war. President Bush has doggedly stuck to his position. Campaigning in Minnesota yesterday, the president acknowledged ongoing acts of violence in Iraq, but told supporters in St. Cloud going to war was the right decision.
Even though we haven't found the stockpiles of weapons we thought were there, I'd have still made the same decision. America and the world are safer with Saddam Hussein sitting in a prison cell.
Kerry says while hunting for Saddam, the president took his eye off the ball of hunting for Al-Qaeda. A new poll by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press finds more voters still trust President Bush to handle the war in Iraq than do Senator Kerry. Overall, though, the poll finds the president's post-convention bounce has worn off, and the race is once again dead even. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Albuquerque.
More political coverage at npr.org.